How to get rich, how to manage your time, how to have influence, how to gain wealth. A lot of questions that I ask myself in a daily basis. Well, maybe not in a daily basis, but quite often. First of all, what's the point? What's the point of being an entrepreneur, of leaving the 9-to-5 and diving deep into the world of indie making? Did you ever ask yourself, why do you really want to do this? Is it for the time freedom so that you can select whenever you want to work? Is it because you just want to get a lot of money, or at least you don't want to be bounded by that ceiling of a paycheck? You want to have an open field of possibilities. Possibilities of making as much money as you possibly can. Even though most of the times you won't. Even though most of the times you'll just be better if you just have stayed in your old job. Because there you have a steady raise, steady paycheck, and in the end you end up making more money than most entrepreneurs. Or is it for the possibility of changing the world, of creating something new, of leaving your mark? There is one YouTuber that changed a lot in my life. His name, Casey Neistat. I've told you about him. You probably know about him. You probably watch him on YouTube. He was one of the first YouTubers actually showing the potential of this platform. I don't know if you remember, but in the early stages of YouTube, it was just a mix of random videos, short videos, shitty quality videos. But now if you go on YouTube, if you see one video with lower quality, you normally ask, why is this here? Now YouTube has transformed into this amazing platform that competes with TV, with Netflix, with all these streaming platforms. So Casey was the first one to introduce this kind of content, good content, kind of a series that I would watch every day. It started with a vlog, a daily vlog that I watched every day, and actually changed my life in many ways. It gave me the will and strength to work harder, and that was actually one of his main goals. He said that many times. He actually tattooed on himself the words work harder, the sentence work harder. And I guess around 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I don't even know, he decided to kind of give it all up. Not entirely, but now it's really rare. Well, previously you would release maybe at least once a week. Now he releases maybe once a month or even less. So what changed? What changed in his perspective? That's what I ask myself. Why was he the kind of guy that said that making something to change the world was his life purpose, and now he's not doing this anymore? Maybe he was just doing this for the money. Maybe he just realized that work is not everything. But what if you want it all? What if you want everything? What if you want wealth? You want to change the world and you still want time for your family, for your friends to enjoy life. Is that even possible? Well, it might not be. You never know. But you gotta try. Having no plan, or what is it the word? A shitty plan is better than no plan. That's absolutely true. That's something that I try to do. It's a great exercise. Try to picture something that everyone says it's impossible. Let's say, for my case, was to get to, or is to get, seems impossible at least, to get to 100K ARR, no, MRR. 100K MRR, so 100K per month with PodSqueeze until the end of the year. That, to be honest, sounds impossible, but it doesn't mean that I cannot dream, right? It doesn't mean that I cannot try to plan. And if you put this kind of challenging goals in front of you and try to see, okay, I know it's almost impossible, but what if? What would need to happen for me to reach this goal? What would I need to do? And just this exercise of planning, it's really good because it will really help you prioritize what needs to be done. A lot of people, a lot of members of the WB community, for instance, they are still in the phase of taking off. They are still in the phase where their projects is not like are not enabling them to live a full indie life. They cannot get enough money to cover their expenses. And it's hard. It's really hard. I've been there and I totally get it. But so I see, actually see them going back to their jobs because life happens and I don't know, either they want to support their family or they just want to enjoy life and they know it's too hard to basically live out of their projects. But what I recommend to everyone is to try doing this, is really to look, okay, I have until the end of whatever the month or the end of Q3 or Q2 or the year to get enough money to pay the bills. What do I need to do? What am I doing that is preventing me from doing that? And you realize that priorities are the most important thing in life. Where you focus your time is the most, or money is the most important thing in life. As indie makers, we invest our time, right? We invest our time in building products, in managing a team, in talking with our clients. But if you have money, and that's more the VC route, you invest your money. You don't need to do it yourself, but you need to hire someone to do it. So in the end is, where do you want to invest your time? Where do you want to invest your money? Prioritize that. And if you do this exercise, if you really put this challenge of, okay, I need to get enough money to cover my bills until the end of the month. What am I doing? Okay, I'm focusing on this project for the past three months and it hasn't taken off. Okay, does it make sense for me to continue doing this? Probably not. Probably not. It's not a priority because it's not going to get me to the 3 months mark. What if I do something else? What if I find another product? What if I try to release a product every week? Well, okay, that's crazy. But what if I want to do that? Can I achieve it? Okay, that means that in the first 2 days, I need to build a prototype. In the other 2 days, I need to kind of make sure that people can pay. And the last day, I need to launch it and collect feedback. And funny enough, I'm not saying that it's going to be possible. I'm not saying that you are going to do this every week. But it will change your mindset. It will, again, align your priorities. And it will unlock a lot of possibilities. That's what I've done with PodSqueeze, to be honest. I was stuck. I was working in the community, in other projects for more than a year. And it was kind of making some money, you know, $500, $600, but it was not enough. So I kind of sat down and asked myself, okay, I need to make money until the end of the month or 2 months, whatever. How do I, accomplish that? And I've tried this. I actually told myself and my co-founder, let's build something every week. We started building something and we built the indie lottery at first. And of course, in the end, it was not every week. We kind of switched a bit and said, okay, every week we are going to analyze the project and we decide if you want to continue or not. So for the indie lottery, it was 1 month. After 1 month, we told ourselves, okay, if we reach 1 month and we are not making at least, I think, 1K MRR, we are giving up. And we did. And then PodSqueeze came along and we did the same iteration. Every week, we would reach the end of the week and ask ourselves, do we want to continue? Does it make sense? Does it have potential? Does it align with our goal? If not, we would have given up. And since it always aligned with our goal, we kept going. Now, we are getting to this phase again. We are getting to this phase where PodSqueeze is not growing as much as it was. I mean, it's steadily growing, but it's sometimes, well, it's steadily growing true now, but it was also stagnated for a while. So I see myself asking this, what shall we actually not give up, but like, shall we kind of readjust a little bit our strategy? But for that, I need to have a goal. I need to have a purpose. Like, what do I want in life? At first, I wanted this. I want my work to be my biggest contribution. I wanted what Casey Neistat wanted as well. But is it all there is to life? Isn't it also being with my loved ones important? or enjoying or traveling? Can I get it all? That's the question. Can I get it all? How would I achieve that? Let's do this exercise for a second. Let's do this exercise and ask, oh, yes, I want to have it all. I want to have, and let's really specify, what does this mean? What does it mean to have it all? So for me, having it all is to, first of all, have a contribution with my work. Build something that changes people's lives for the better. That it can be a product like PodSqueeze, can be a service, can be a non-profit, whatever. I want to build something. I want to keep building something, and I want to be good at it. I want people to look at my product and say, okay, that's the top. You know, PodSqueeze is the top, or at the top. And I want to keep it that way, even though it's hard, right? It requires time. But let's say that's one of the goals. Second, I want to have time for myself, to enjoy myself, to be with my family, to do all of that, right? So this means that I cannot be working 12 hours days. I need to have the freedom to, if I want to stop for a week or 2 weeks, or if I want to travel, or if I want to disconnect, I can do that, right? So that's the second thing I want to do. And I think that's basically it, right? That's what I want to achieve, these two things. Oh no, sorry, of course. And the third is, I want to have money. I want to have wealth. I know it's kind of silly, but it's true. I mean, I don't want to be super duper billionaire, whatever. I don't have that goal. I don't want to be a billionaire. But a millionaire would be nice, right? Enough money so that I don't really have to worry. Enough money that I can enjoy that next stage of life when you can just, okay, not the fuck you money, but the money that allows you to go traveling without actually thinking, or eating out, and without actually thinking always, oh man, I shouldn't have done that because now I just spend this amount of money. So all of this, you know, building projects, having fun with entrepreneurship, being with the family, having enough money, how can I get it all? It seems almost impossible, but now that I have this defined, I can kind of come up with a plan. And the plan is, obviously, I cannot be doing everything. I cannot be coding and analyzing whatever, marketing and talking with the customers. I need to prioritize. I need to define what are the things that only I can do. And what are the things that I can delegate? How can I automate this? And that's what indie makers do best, to be honest. If you see Peter Levels, for instance, and other makers like Tony Dean and so on, they are able to automatize a lot of things. And Peter always speaks about having robots that do everything. They do the emailing and do like the user interaction and everything. First of all, the most important thing, there's, I think, two important, really important things to automate for my business or any business. First, bringing new clients. How do you find a way to bring new clients without you actually having to work on it? And bringing clients means a lot of things. It can be you reaching out, you know, cold calling. And of course, that requires a lot of your work. So how can you put yourself out of that cycle? Well, maybe you can hire someone, or you can find alternative ways to bring clients. Another way is SEO, right? SEO, Google search optimization, right? We can do that. It seems that it's kind of passive, but you still need to control it. You still need to write content. So again, hiring someone. It seems that I'm always going back to this. I need to hire someone and trust this person. But if I trust this person, or how can I measure this? How can I know that they are always going the right direction? We have a team now, right? We have a team at PodSqueeze. Not a huge team. None of them are full-time. But I can see that they do fluctuate. Sometimes they do amazing work. Sometimes it seems that I need to be kind of on top of them. I need to analyze and say, okay, this was not as good as before. And that's normal. I mean, that's the same for me. Actually, my co-founder does the same for me. Even recently, with a bunch of features, he was just telling me, dude, like, the product has a bunch of bugs. You need to fix it. And I do the same with him. He's responsible for the marketing, and I'm always on top of him. The question is, how do we avoid being on top of our, you know, whatever, employees or teammates every single day? How do we avoid this urge to micromanage? First of all, and I think that's a huge mistake, if you see something that is broken, if you see something that is, if you see that they are doing something wrong, don't do it yourself. I think that's something a lot of us do, right? And if I see, I don't know, something wrong with the code or with the design, in the case of my co-founder, we try to do it ourselves. We're like, okay, I can spend time to educate and train the person, but it's so much faster if I just dive deep into the code and fix it myself. That's wrong. I think that's really wrong. That's really wrong. We should train them so that next time this doesn't happen again. Because if we do it ourselves, they will not learn. If they will not learn, next time some same thing will happen and we'll need to do it. So that's kind of one of the mindset shift that we need to do. Train instead of doing, right? If you know the skills, train others to do the same. And then you'll get some of your time back. So now, again, the question remains, how do you make sure that things are going the right way? And that's something that I've learned from the four-hour work week and something that I want to implement. So Tim Ferriss, in this book, he says that he gives the example of the user support. So let's say you sell socks, okay? These nice socks, beautiful socks with drawings, whatever. And at first, you're selling them yourself. And people would just say, I just got the wrong size. The color is not nice. And you would need to, first of all, answer all of this. Do refunds, ask questions, figuring out what was wrong. But then you hire someone. You hire someone to do this for you. But now, they don't have the responsibility or the power to issue a refund, for instance. So every time there's an issue that requires a refund, they will go back to you. So in the end, you're paying someone, but you're still having all the work. So what does Tim Ferriss say? What did he do? Well, he gave the power, the responsibility to the team. And he said, well, if you can solve the issue with whatever, spending a maximum of, he gave a budget of, let's say, $200, then you have the power and the authority to make the decision. You don't have to reach out to me. You just make the decision so that you get the client happy and you spend as less money as possible. And suddenly, he just got his time back. Suddenly, he got his time and he could use this time to do other things, to put in the other aspects of life that he wanted to develop. Now, it doesn't mean that he completely trusts 100% the customer support team. He just scheduled time to review their work. Not every day, maybe not even every week, but every month, every quarter. It goes incrementally. So first, every week, so he gave this responsibility and he waited a week. After a week, he went and evaluated and saw, okay, they did this, they did that, they spent this amount of money. Did I get money or did I lose money? Okay, maybe I lost money because I saw that they are doing one or two things that are not ideal. Let me train them. I trained them and now let's wait another week. Well, 1 week went really well. Let's wait a month. Well, it went really well. Okay, now let's set a date. And every quarter I will evaluate things. Every quarter, I will evaluate things. You can even like set up automatic alerts. If suddenly a lot of money is being spent, you get an alert and you can evaluate. But if that doesn't happen, you just relax. And you know that for that quarter, you can just relax and you will review things, you know, every now and then. So that's great. I think this is the strategy we need to do. We need to start training others. We need to strategize. And wait and gain some time back. Now, the question is, where are you going to use that time? Well, you'll use that time in all the other priorities. You'll use that time to enjoy life, to be with your family, to travel. Or you also use that time to focus on other aspects of the business, maybe more strategy. Maybe trying to figure out what other business you want to work on. Maybe to learn something, right? Like just read a book or, I don't know, do a course. Now you have this time back. And I think that in the end, that's everything we need to do. To be able to do everything, we need to have the time. And to have the time, we need to delegate. We need to do some automation with our lives. Now, my question, and I'm brainstorming with you guys, can we do the same for family time, right? Can we do the same with other aspects of our lives? And I think we can. So, putting aside work, what other aspects of your life that take, or of my life, that took a lot of my time? Cleaning, for instance. First of all, I don't like cleaning. Second of all, it takes a lot of my time. Now, what can I do? Or what did we do? We hired someone to do the cleaning. And in this case, actually, I didn't have to train them because they are much better at it than I am. And it was such a great investment because now I'm, you know, putting my money on it, right? I'm evaluating again every whatever month to make sure everything is cleaned. But at the same time, I'm saving time for me. So I don't need to clean it myself, and I can take that out of my mind and focus on other things. And what Tim Ferriss also says in the book, and I think it's really interesting, is hiring a VA for things that are personal. And this sounds a bit weird. I haven't done that yet. But let's say you want to book a trip with your family, right? It takes a lot of time. It takes so much time, or with your friends, to organize everything and to figure out what you want to do. And sure, that's also part of the fun, right? Organizing. But, you know, finding tickets and hotels sometimes just takes too much time and you don't want to do it. Hire someone. Of course, that in the end, you need to make sure that you have enough money to live, right? So you cannot just spend all the money hiring people and then you don't have money for the vacations. But if you do that, have that money, you can do that. And I think this is, and I'm not sure, this is just, again, me brainstorming, but I think this is the way to wealth. This is the way to getting rich. This is the way for me to reach the third priority. So first of all, you do something and you train someone and you get some time back and you automate your work. And everything you do, you try to ask yourself, how can I train someone else to do it as good or better than myself? Then with that time, you will try to invest on and automate other aspects of life, not only work, but personal things. And then you reinvest that. You reinvest in other businesses. You kind of spread your eggs through multiple baskets. And suddenly you have multiple businesses that are being, that don't require 100% of your time. They are making you wealthy. They are bringing you money. And then you can use that to, you know, enjoy life. Now, this sounds great, but everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Mike Tyson. Things are not as easy as they seem. A pot squeeze, for instance, is not growing as we expected. It requires still a lot of babysitting. It requires us to strategize and think, okay, this is working, this is not working. And obviously, you can only automate, you can only hire if you can afford it. So now, what shall I do? What shall I do for pot squeeze? And there's many possibilities. One is to sell it. Is this the right time to sell it? I don't want to do it, but I don't know if it's just my ego, because I want to achieve more, and this is my baby, and this is my identity, right? Or is it because I really believe that there's more potential to it? That's what I'm asking myself. That's what I'm asking my co-founder as well. What shall we do next? And we set the date. We told each other that in the end of this month of March, so that just finished yesterday, we would going to re-evaluate Pod Squeeze and figure out if we still want to continue doing it, or what would be the next steps. Another possibility is just to, again, automate most of things and put it on the side and focus on other projects, because we really care about our customers too. And we want to make sure we deliver great, great work for them, a great tool for them. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. I'll keep you updated with our goals. But I hope that this episode at least helped you to sit down and come up with a plan to achieve the impossible. I think it's a great exercise to do. Think about the things you actually want to achieve. Why do you want to achieve them? And come up with a plan. And DM me that plan at Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Tiago RBF. No, that's not my handle. That's another handle. WB Tiago. And just DM me there and tell me, like, what is your plan? And I will keep you, accountable. I'm really curious to hear if this helps you the same way it helped me. This was another Wannabe Entrepreneur. I wish you a great week with a lot of success, and see you next Monday.